Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today is the epistle reading from Hebrews 9, read earlier. I'll read again verses 11 and 12. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Now, before we get into the epistle reading, I just want to point out to all of you that all of our readings really talk about the same thing, and that is Jesus as our high priest. And we're privileged, if you think about it, to see in the whole arc of salvation history, this is what's going on, just in these few small glimpses. We start out in the book of Zechariah, and we could have easily have read also from Haggai today. Zechariah was a prophet at the time that the people of God had returned from their exile in Babylon. They'd been sent back there, and it's about 520 B.C. And Zechariah tells us about this guy named Joshua. Joshua is the high priest. And Joshua, if you know your Hebrew, is the same as Yeshua. Yeshua in Hebrew. Well, guess who else is named Yeshua? Yeshua the high priest. Okay. Well, Zechariah says, and Haggai say to Yeshua, your job is to rebuild the temple that was knocked down by Nebuchadnezzar when he invaded. Your job with the governor, Zerubbabel, not a great name, Zerubbabel. You and Zerubbabel are going to rebuild the temple, okay? And then Zechariah sees this vision that we have in our Old Testament reading. And as you heard in that reading, guess who's standing next to Yeshua? Satan, whose name means the one who accuses or the one who opposes or obstructs. Have you ever been in that situation where you feel like Satan is standing right next to you, accusing you with that accusing finger, or opposing you, or holding you back and obstructing you from what you think God has placed you to do here on earth? Well, that's what he was doing. But before Satan has his chance to accuse, the Lord steps in. The Lord steps in and accuses or rebukes Satan. You see, the Lord knows what the charges Satan was going to make against Yeshua, the high priest. The Lord knows that Yeshua is wearing these filthy garments of sin. The Lord knows that Yeshua has come from this sinful and unclean people. The Lord knows that they've lived in this land of uncleanness in Babylon for 70 years or so. They know that the Lord knows that we each have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We don't really need Satan there to accuse us, even though that's what he's eager to do. So the Lord cuts off Satan and says, I know what you're going to accuse him of. And he says this, remove those garments from Yeshua, the high priest. Remove that filth and iniquity from him. He says, the angel of the Lord speaks directly to this human being named Yeshua and says, Behold, I have taken your iniquity, your uncleanness from sin, your guilt that Satan was just about to accuse you of. I've taken that away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments. Pure vestments. White, righteous vestments. Just as white as Ayla is wearing today. Robed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ our Lord through holy baptism. That's what God is doing today. And then the angel of the Lord assures Yeshua the high priest that he and his associates, when they offer their prayers to God the Father in his throne in heaven, those prayers are going to be heard. Dear Christian friends, the secret of this whole story is that Yeshua, Jesus, who we're going to come to in a second, is our high priest. And God the Father hears the prayers of Jesus for you and me. And when he says, you and your associates, you and your friends, that's you. That's you and me. You and I are also part of the royal priesthood through Jesus Christ. We participate in that. And that's why God the Father, here's a promise from God the Father that he will hear your prayers because you're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He talks then about this promised branch, this promised servant who's going to be the next Yeshua, the high priest. That is Jesus, the Messiah. And the day that he talks about, that single day when he's going to wipe out the iniquity of this land, that's Good Friday. That's what he's pointing to. So now we fast forward 550 years or so. Jesus is in the temple, and he's preaching and teaching with all the people there. And guess who comes and starts to criticize him? The chief priests. The chief priests here are criticizing Jesus, and they say, "By what authority do you do all these things?" And Jesus says, "Well, whose baptism was John's baptism? Is that from heaven or from man?" And they couldn't answer him. He confounds them. So he says, "Well, then I'm not going to answer you. I'm not going to tell you by whose authority I come." So that's when the chief priests and the scribes and the religious leaders get all mad. And then Jesus tells this parable that's in our gospel reading today. Of the parable of the vineyard and the tenants. Who is that a parable against? It's a parable against the chief priests and the scribes, the religious establishment of the day, those who were rejecting Jesus, just as the tenants in the vineyard rejected him. And he points out that when the beloved son of the owner comes, tenants are going to throw him out of Jerusalem, out of the temple, and kill him on the cross. That's what Jesus is talking about here. For one thing, it's a warning for pastors that this isn't my vineyard, this is the Lord's vineyard. And you, and what you do and who you are the fruits of that vineyard. You got to see some of it here today. You get to see some of it every day. Okay, well, fast forward another 35 years or so. We come to the book of Hebrews. It's a letter written sometime before 70 AD. We know that because 70 AD is when the temple was destroyed again for the last time. And all of Jerusalem was destroyed. And in the verses just before our text today, the writer talks about all the animal sacrifices that were going on then and had been going on ever since Moses in the tabernacle days. Well, they were still going on, so we know this was before 70 AD. And ironically, this writer to the Hebrews says, before the destruction of the temple, he describes all these animal sacrifices, goats and calves and bulls, and he says, you don't need to do that anymore. You don't need to do that anymore because we have a new high priest, Yeshua, Jesus. And that new high priest is the temple himself, the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells. And guess what? You are too. You are the temple. Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit because you participate in Christ too, just as you are those same kinds of high priests who God the Father listens to. So don't run out and do any animal sacrifices because you don't need to do that anymore. The one sacrifice of Jesus on the cross has been done already for all of our sake, so that we can be washed in the blood of the Lamb and receive those white, clean vestments, the righteousness of Christ Himself. Now, it's true that we're not perfectly pure yet. We still have the remnants of sin clinging to our flesh, and our flesh still struggles in this world. We struggle with sin, with sicknesses, with disease, certainly with the accusations of Satan. And so Jesus comes to us. He comes to us in our baptism, and He says, I have removed all of that iniquity. I have taken that away from you so that you can live righteous and holy lives purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And He gives us His body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion for the forgiveness of sins as well, so that we can live knowing that all of that iniquity, all of the consequences of sin has been washed away. And we can live a resurrected life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we can trust in the promise that Jesus is coming again. Coming again in glory to remove far away from us all of the remnants of our sinful flesh. That is the promise that we have through our High Priest, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.